Lincoln South Food Hall in Bellevue. Fitness for foodies. From carb-loving meat eaters to vegan and everything in between, we've got you covered. Grab a quick lunch or come for happy hour. You'll leave craving more. Order online at LincolnSFH.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
We get emails from time to time from people who want to do second date updates, but they're scared to use their name for whatever reason. They want to remain anonymous, like the guy on the phone for today's second date update. Won't even tell me what his name is. I said, fine, we'll give you an alias. How about Farkley?
Farkley? As the name.
And he said no. He just said he didn't like the name Farkley.
Yeah, because he sounds like a golden retriever.
But we can call him Dennis. So, quote, Dennis is on the phone, end quote. What's up, Dennis?
Hi there, guys. How are you doing?
Good, man. First of all, why the alias? Why don't you want us to use your real name?
Well, you know, I just prefer not to have that information out there. You know, it's a public forum here on the radio. You know, just prefer to keep it secret.
Dennis, can I just ask you right off the bat? You're not married or anything, right?
No, I'm not. I'm willing to say that. I'm not married.
Okay. You're not married. Good. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the girl that you want to call today? What's her name?
Well, her name is Kathy.
Is that her real name or a fake name?
I'd prefer not to say. That's the name I'm giving you.
Well, I'm going to have to call her.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's her real name.
She's like, Kathy's not here right now. I don't know how to help you.
Well, fair. She'll respond to Kathy.
Okay. So
okay.
Her name.
All right. Where did you meet Kathy?
Or can we know that?
I met her where she works.
Okay, and where does she work?
It's okay. A store in like downtown area.
Okay, and do you work at said store as well, Dennis?
I would rather not say.
What are you going to answer for us then?
Yeah.
We would like to get a little information from you. So far, you've told us that you met a girl whose name could possibly be Kathy. We don't know your name, and you won't tell us where the store is or what you do there.
Well, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, just too much information might compromise myself or Kathy. So, you know, I will do my best to answer as much as I can.
Okay. Well, we're going to try to get to the bottom of how your date went, at least. So did you strike up a conversation at the store and then ask for her phone number, or is that asking too much?
Well, I'll say this much, that I did meet her. I did speak with her, and I found her to be attractive, certainly, and also very, very unassuming. I felt like she wasn't a threat.
She wasn't a threat. What are you?
I have to be cautious. That's all. I really have to be cautious.
Okay. Whoa. So, cautious. What did you guys do for your day? I probably know the answer, but what did you guys do when you went out?
We went to a place and had a conversation.
Can I ask what type of place it was?
I will tell you, it was an eatery of some sort.
An eatery.
Okay, so you ate food.
Are you able to open up to Kathy and just not us? Like, at least on the date, you had real conversation?
Honestly, I'd rather not get into the specifics of that. I will say that we had a conversation, and I found it to be engaging. I'll say that.
So did you have a good time? I feel like you can tell us that without too much information.
I will say that much. We did. I thought we had a good time.
Okay.
Ooh,
we figured out something. So you went out with a girl that you met somewhere, and you went somewhere.
You ate
that
something,
maybe
possibly.
Had food, and then you enjoyed yourself.
Yes, that's all correct.
Okay. So what do you think went wrong in your very vague date?
I will say that I didn't notice anything in particular that might have gone wrong. You know, at the end, we did go back to her place, and I did try to kiss her.
Okay.
But she said to me she didn't want to kiss, and I remember she said specifically, "Let's save it for next time." And I made, I'm sure that's what she said, because I made sure to write it down.
What?
You wrote it down?
Like in your diary or what?
Well, I wrote it down when I got back to my car. I had a notepad in my car. I wrote it down.
Okay.
That
so
is
she
weird.
Said, let's save the kiss for next time, meaning she probably was hoping for another date with you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought, yes.
Why are you writing down what people say?
Well, it's a good tool for remembering conversations. You never know when you're going to have to recall what happened. You know, I try to keep a good record.
Right.
You
never know when you're going to be calling into a radio station to do a second date update, but not giving them any information other than what the girl said to you at the end of the date.
I'm sorry, guys. I know it sounds ridiculous that I can't say very much, but look, I listen to you guys faithfully every day. You know, I know you guys are very funny and find you very helpful. And, you know, I was hoping, granted, I know I'm cautious, but I'm hoping you can help because, you know, honestly, you're basically the only ones that we can trust.
We meaning like the royal we, like you are calling yourself we, or you and her?
Yeah, I'd rather not get into that. But
of course you rather wouldn't.
But I will say that you guys have no motivation to put us in harm's way. So that's, you know, I feel
no.
I feel like I can trust you.
Not at all. I want to get you a second date. I'm just hoping this works out because I have no information.
Dennis, are you concerned at all? Because you've heard these second date updates that when we call the other person, Kathy could tell us all sorts of things about you.
Well, I don't think that's possible. She doesn't know enough about me to compromise me in any significant way. And frankly, I mean, I'm also very concerned about her safety.
Whoa. You're concerned about
what?
Her safety?
Yes. Well, I've tried to contact her since our date each day, and she hasn't responded. So I'm growing, you know, concerned.
Okay. What do you mean?
You don't
like...
think that maybe she just didn't want to go out with you again?
Based on the what I wrote down, let's save it for next time. I'm doubtful.
Okay.
Wait, what could be the worst case scenario here? Like she's kidnapped?
Well, I'd rather not go into the specifics of that, but I'll just say it could be bad, and I'm hoping that you will be able to get her on the phone.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call her and get your second date update, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you missed the first part of today's second date update, it's one that's shrouded in mystery. Dennis is on the phone. That's not even his real name. He asked to go by a different name because he doesn't want his real identity out there. He didn't really tell us much about how he met the girl that he wants to call or about the date at all. He didn't really tell us much of anything other than he had a good time and he dropped her off at the end of the night, tried to get a kiss, and she said... But what did she say, Dennis? What were her words?
She said, let's save it for next time.
Let's save it for next time, which means that she was probably planning on another date. But now she hasn't called him back, and he's wondering why. And we're going to get her on the phone, and hopefully maybe she'll give us a little more information about your date.
Let's hope.
Dennis?
Well, we'll see. I mean, there's really not that much more that she could tell you than what I've already revealed.
Okay, cool. So just no details at all. You tell stories like I do. No wonder my friends don't like hearing stories from me. It's like, how was your day? Yeah, it was all right. Not much happened. That's it. Okay, well, I'm going to dial her number and see if we can get her on the phone and find out what happened, okay?
Okay, thanks very much, guys. I really appreciate this, and I hope you're able to get her.
Yeah, let's see. All right, I'm going to dial her number right now.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Kathy, please?
This is she.
Oh, that is your name. Cool. What's up, Kathy? How are you? My name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, I'm good. I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Oh, sorry. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, you can. We actually got an email about you from one of our listeners. And this is going to be hard for me to tell you who it is because I don't really know much about him or what you guys did together. But apparently you went on a date with somebody who listens to our show.
Okay.
And now you're not calling them back for another date.
Okay. Who was it?
Well, he wouldn't tell us his real name, but he's going by the name of Dennis. So did you go out on a date recently with like more than one person?
Well, I mean... And you don't have any other information than that?
No, I just know his name is Dennis. That's what he'll let us call him. He said that he met you downtown and that you guys went to eat.
Somewhere.
And that he tried to kiss you at the end of the date. The only details that I have is that he tried to kiss you at the end of the date and you said to him, let's save that for next time.
Okay. All right. So you're talking about...
You would give too much information right off the top.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anybody named Dennis, but I do know somebody that sounds familiar to what you're saying. That
really?
The guy told me his name was Cam, not Dennis.
Okay.
Oh my God. He was so frustrating to talk to. He wouldn't give us any information and acted like everything was some secret about his life.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it could be Dennis. It could be anything. I have absolutely no idea. I mean, I don't really know the guy that well, and I didn't really know him much better after the date. So I have no idea.
Okay. Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about your date? Cause he didn't give us any details.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I guess I can. It's one of the weirdest dates, if not the weirdest date I've ever been on. Okay.
Really?
So we were going to go out to eat, and he came and picked me up, and he seemed really normal, like just talking to him, except for like these weird little things that would happen. Like when we actually got to the restaurant, he asked the hostess if we could sit at a table in the back of the restaurant, like, you know, further back from everything else.
Okay.
And he asked for that, like, really specifically with the hostess.
Weird.
And I'm, like, thinking to myself, this guy has got to be married or have a girlfriend or something because he's being so secretive about it, right?
Right.
I mean, okay, so he's a little picky about where he wants to sit in the restaurant. That's not, like, the worst thing in the world, is it?
Oh, my God, I didn't even tell you guys the best part.
There's more to it than that?
Yes. So we're sitting at the table, and he looks at me seriously, and he says, would you mind if we go secure?
What?
And I'm like, yeah, exactly. What does that mean? Yeah. What do you mean secure? And he takes out this, like, magnetic-looking thing. It looks like a pen.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me if he could wipe my cell phone.
What
do you wipe mean? With like a Clorox clean wipe?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I asked him, I was like, well, what do you mean? And he's like, oh, well, I'm just going to clear the information from your cell phone and then you can turn it off.
Oh.
I was like, I can just turn it off. No, you can't wipe myself.
Yeah, I need the information on my cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I asked him, I was like, you know, what's your deal? Are you married? Do you have a girlfriend? Is there some reason that you're being so secretive about this? You know, and he started laughing really loud, like uncomfortably loud in the restaurant. And people were staring at us. And he's like, no, of course not. It's just the line of work that I'm in.
What?
And I was like, well, what kind of work do you do? What line of work are you in?
Uh-huh.
And he said, if things go well, then he'll disclose more information to me later.
Oh, my gosh. That would make me go on a second date alone just because I'd be dying to know.
I know. It was totally intriguing. I really wanted to know more about him. I really wanted to know, like, what is this guy hiding?
Did you ever get an answer on that?
No. No, I did not. I mean, it was the weirdest date I've ever had, and I was just over it. So I wasn't going to call him back after that.
Well, it's unfortunate that you weren't going to call him back because I have to let you know that he's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah. Dennis, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Kathy. First of all, I'm very happy to hear that you're doing all right. I was worried about you because I wasn't able to get in touch. But look, I have to say, I know it sounds bad when you recount it that way, and you know, it sounds like I was being strange but all I can say is that if you knew more, you would know that I do have my reasons for what I was doing, and it really is best for all of us that that I, you know, don't disclose too much information.
Oh my gosh! I mean, is this really happening right now? You're trying to justify what happened?
Look, I understand. I understand where you're coming from, but I just have to repeat. I mean, the more you know, the worse it is. The worse it could be.
What?
So then, why would she want to date you if if the more she knows?
Look, I will say this. I did really like you, and I wonder, you know, if I tell you a little bit more, you know, would you consider going on a second date?
Probably not. I mean, just give me a
chance to tell you. I can tell you a little bit more, and maybe you can decide after you know more.
I would love to hear a little bit more.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if I do.
Dennis, can you please tell us a little bit more?
Give us
some information about yourself, please.
Okay. So Kathy, I mean, look, there. I really shouldn't be. I mean, look, there are certain government agencies that, you know, are involved in covert operations. You know, I'm
oh my
just,
God, are you a spy or something?
Well, okay, I will say this. No, I am not currently involved in any of those government agencies. I'm not currently involved, but I'm very passionate about that line of work, and I would like to be a part of it someday.
What?
Oh, God.
So wait, what?
You want to be a spy.
I will say I would like to be a part of these elite government agencies.
Okay, that's not the way you do it, by pretending like you're a spy right now. You like, I don't know, join the armed forces and go through training and go to college.
Why do I have a feeling he's living in his mom's basement?
Yeah,
he's like some internet hacker.
I've done a lot of research, and it involves a good deal of self-control and a certain style of living, and I'm just sort of preparing myself for that now to make sure that I'm ready.
So weird. Dennis, have you had any interviews with any of these government agencies that you're hoping to one day be a part of?
I can't reveal that. I mean,
yes, you can, actually, Dennis. You can reveal all of it, because nobody cares if you reveal that information, not even the government.
Well, I mean, you can think what you want on that matter, but, you know, that's why I'm in training for this, and you're not.
All right. Well, Dennis, I'm going to ask the question to Kathy to see if she'll give me an answer. Kathy, would you be interested in going out with Dennis again, a second date with a spy in training? Maybe you can learn a little bit more about him. We'll pay for a second date.
No, that's okay.
Oh.
I think so.
Oh, but think about how you could brag to your friends about how you're dating a pretend spy.
Yeah, I hear you guys laughing, and I understand. You might not understand what I'm dealing with, but I am confident that someday I'm going to have the job that I want. And Kathy, you know, I'm glad to hear that you're okay, first of all. But I also, you know, I'm disappointed that you don't want to do another date, but, you know, that it is part of the life that I've accepted.
It's part of the job.
What you sign up for when your name is maybe Dennis and you're taking girls out on dates. It's not very easy, is it?
It's true. It is a hard life, but I've chosen to accept it.
Doesn't even get it.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 says that guy probably works loss prevention at Walmart. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning talking about today's second date update. If you missed it, Dennis and Kathy went out on a date. And if there's one thing we know about women, they love mystery. But maybe Dennis was too mysterious.
Way too mysterious.
Because we got Kathy on the phone and we found out that during their date, Dennis asked her to completely wipe out the information on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
I was being very sneaky about his job, almost shady. But yeah. Dennis admitted that the reason he behaved that way was because he was trying to become a spy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has no affiliation with any sort of government entity or anything yet. But he will be a spy someday. And he's trying to become a spy. So he operates that way and wanted her to wipe out her phone and so that they would never be seen together and all that other stuff.
Annoying
with that. Yeah, it'd be so annoying.
I like the text that came in that says, the day he becomes a spy, I'll be an Avenger.
Yeah. She said she didn't want to go out with a pretend spy, so no second date update. Aww. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.